This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Communications Secretary calls not to exaggerate the news. Thasang section of Kaligandaki corridor to remain closed for road upgradation for 4 hours from tomorrow. And United States warns Russian invasion of Ukraine could begin any day. Now, the news in detail. Secretary at the Ministry of Communications and Information Technology, Baikuntha Adyal, has said that exaggeration in news disseminated by the media would create confusion in society. In a virtual training on the Code of Conduct for Working Journalists organized by the Tulasadevi Harihar Foundation, Secretary Adyal said that the providing accurate and quick information to the people would help make journalism professional, fair, independent and dignified. He also shared that the ministry would take initiative to facilitate government support in case of any problem in the field of journalism. The program coordinator of the Tulasadevi Harihar Foundation, Dilliraman Subedi, said that the foundation has organized training for journalists in Lumbini province on Friday and Saturday, while similar programs have been conducted in other provinces physically and virtually. The Beni Jomsom Thasang section of the Kaligandaki corridor will remain closed for 4 hours daily from tomorrow. According to Assistant Chief District Officer of Mustang, Ram Chandra Dhakal, it has been decided to close the Beni Jomsom section of the corridor in Thasang village of Mustang from February 13th to upgrade the road section. District Security Committee has also decided to close the road section for 4 hours daily till February 27th. The Beni Jomsom section of the Kaligandaki corridor is the only road connecting the Trans-Himalayan district of Mustang. The Nepal Army is planning to widen the road section by using explosive on the hard rock of Kavri and Badarjung Cliff in Thasang Rural Municipality 4. All types of vehicles will be barred from road section from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. A total of 1,400 people received anti-COVID-19 booster doses in Rukum East. A campaign was launched to administer booster jabs in the district from January 24th. COVID-19 disease control focal person of Rukum East, Neem Prasad Giri, said that the booster dose was administered to 1,024 people of Chisne Rural Municipality, similarly 208 people of Bhume Rural Municipality and 164 of Putha Uttarganga Rural Municipality. Giri said the vaccination campaign has been affected due to a lack of people's interest in inoculation. The health office has urged those missing vaccination to get inoculated to get protected from the virus. Police have found two children who had gone missing from Janakpur Dham of Dhanusar district and handed them over to their parents. According to Deputy Superintendent of Police Jitendra Kumar Basnet, 5-year-old Dikshant Das and 6-year-old Sonu Kumari have been found from Janakpur Dham area and have been handed over to their parents. Police had launched a search operation after receiving information about the disappearance. Meanwhile, police have appealed for vigilance, saying that the number of missing children has increased recently. Police on Thursday arrested 3 people on charges of child abduction. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to remain clear for the next 3 days. According to the analysis of the division, although there is a minor effect of westerly winds in the country at present, its significant effect has not been seen. Due to the effect of the weather system, there is a partial cloud cover in the hilly areas of the country and fog in some parts of the Tarai. The weather is expected to remain generally clear in the afternoon with partial cloud cover across the country today. Tomorrow, the weather will be generally clear with partial cloud cover across the country. The weather will be clear on Monday as well. Some warmth has been felt in Kathmandu Valley with bright sunshine since morning. According to the latest details of the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the minimum temperature in Kathmandu Valley was 4.4 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature was 18 degrees Celsius. You're listening to Radio Nepal's news in English. Now on to some international update. The United States has warned Russia could invade Ukraine at any time and American citizens should leave immediately. The White House said an invasion could start could start with the aerial bombing that would make departures difficult and endanger civilians. Moscow has repeatedly denied any plans to invade Ukraine, despite massing more than 100,000 troops near the border. The U.S. statement prompted countries around the world to issue fresh warnings to nationals in Ukraine. The U.K., Australia, Canada, and the Netherlands are among those urging citizens to leave as soon as possible. However, attempts to de-escalate tensions through diplomacy are set to continue today as well, with both U.S. President Joe Biden and French President Emmanuel Macron due to speak to Russian President Vladimir Putin by phone. Moscow, meanwhile, has accused Western countries of stirring up hysteria. Protesters are still occupying the main crossing at Canada's border with the United States, despite a court ruling ordering them to leave. The injunction came into effect at 1900 hours local time on Friday to end days of protest. Truckers are blockading Ambassador Bridge, a vital trade link between Windsor, Ontario and Detroit, Michigan. Following the court order, Windsor police put out a statement to make demonstrators clearly aware that it is a criminal offense to block the border crossing. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Communications Secretary calls not to exaggerate the news. Thasang section of Kaligandaki corridor to remain closed for road upgradation for 4 hours from tomorrow. And United States warns Russian invasion of Ukraine could begin any day. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.